This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States on Wednesday called on North Korea to stop further unlawful and destabilizing acts after the regime launched what appeared to be about 10 short-range ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer with details.
It's the latest missile that North Korea has fired towards South Korean waters, adding to a streak of weapons demonstrations that continues to raise tensions in the area. Japan's Coast Guard issued a maritime safety advisory and urged ships to exercise caution if they find any fallen objects. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have increased as the pace of both North Korea's weapons testing and South Korea's combined military exercises with the U.S. and Japan have intensified. The launch came after North Korea flew hundreds of trash-carrying balloons towards the south since Tuesday night in retaliation against South Korean activists flying anti-North Korean propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
14 pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have been found guilty of conspiracy to commit subversion. Two other defendants were acquitted during Thursday's hearing at the city's high court. The 16 activists are among 47 arrested more than 3 years ago and charged with conspiracy to commit subversion under Chinese-imposed national security law. The charges center around an unofficial pre-selection ballot in July 2020 that prosecutors called a vicious plot to paralyze Hong Kong's government. So far, 31 of the 47 pro-democracy activists have pleaded guilty. Four defendants have become prosecution witnesses. The criminal trial is the biggest ever against Hong Kong's democratic opposition. Sarah Brooks, Amnesty International's China director, said in a statement the verdicts represent a near-total purge of the political opposition. This is VOA News. Mass pro-democracy protests erupted in Hong Kong in 2019 over new security laws planned by Beijing, which Democrats argued infringed on freedoms guaranteed when Hong Kong was handed back to China by the British in 1997. South Africans stood in line late into the night Wednesday to cast their ballots in a landmark general election. More than 27 million voters were registered for the most uncertain election since the ruling African National Congress led the nation out of apartheid in 1994. But voters are frustrated with the ANC due to a number of deep-seated problems, chief among them an unemployment rate of 32%, one of the world's highest. Persistent joblessness, along with crime, government corruption, and regular power outages, have also hurt the ANC politically. Several voter opinion surveys heading into the election indicate the party has less than 50% support. If the ANC loses its parliamentary majority, it will have to make a deal with one or more of the smaller parties to maintain its hold on power. Final results are expected to be announced on Sunday. Authorities in the Pacific nation of Papua New Guinea have ruled out finding survivors under the rubble of a massive landslide. Officials are still trying to pinpoint how many people are buried under parts of a mountain which collapsed onto the Yambali village in the Enga region around early last Friday. Without a current census, officials are relying on incomplete voter records and checks with local leaders to reach an estimate on total deaths. A UN estimate put the death toll at around 670, while a local businessman told Reuters it was close to 160. Heavy equipment and aid have been slow to arrive because of the treacherous mountain terrain, a damaged bridge on the main road, and tribal unrest in the area. In sports, the Edmonton Oilers defeated the visiting Dallas Stars 5-2 Wednesday night to even their National Hockey League Western Conference Finals Series at 2 wins apiece. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry with more.
The game was knotted at 2 until Matthias Janmark and Leon Draisaitl scored 41 seconds apart late in the second period. Draisaitl says it took them a while to get going.
Found our legs, got going a little bit, started to play our game and, stayed fresh, rolled lines, and obviously we're a tough team to handle when we play that way.
Ryan McLeod and Evan Bouchard delivered first period goals, and Matthias Ekholm iced it with an empty netter. Stuart Skinner handled 20 shots, blanking Dallas after Jamie Benn assisted on goals by Wyatt Johnston and Esa Lindell in the first 5:29. Game 5 is Friday in Dallas. I'm Dave Ferry.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.